DW.
It's not even noon yet, and the sun is already blazing down mercilessly upon us. Farmer Detlef Bakker, wearing a red and white checkered shirt, is walking across his cornfield in the idyllic village of Selbelang in the German state of Brandenburg, about an hour northwest of Berlin. It's in the Havelland district, named after the Havel River that runs through it. This region is known for its beautiful nature and agriculture. But Farmer Bakker isn't enjoying the nature here right now. He carefully examines his plants and starts slowly shaking his head in worry.
What you see here is maize that has been damaged by the drought. It should be about 2 meters high, but right now the plants only reach to my chest. You basically have the drought inside of the maize. It's not getting enough water. You can hear it in the straw, how it crackles.
This summer, it's been incredibly hot and dry in Germany's northeastern regions. It has hardly rained since April. That can be classified as an extreme and rare weather event, as Jens Fildebrand, an agricultural meteorology expert at the German Meteorological Service, says over the phone.
April was more than 4 degrees Celsius too hot. May was 4 degrees too hot. And June around 2 degrees. July looks like it's going to be even hotter. And on top of that, we have extreme dryness and high evaporation rates, which basically draw water out of plants and the soil. Since the beginning of our records, we have never registered such a long period of dryness and high temperatures.
And this dry and hot period is putting the livelihood of farmers like Wacker at risk. Most of his corn plants haven't even developed a crop due to lack of water. And a corn crop is the crop.
Look, the soil is only sand, just sand. And you can see how the plants are trying to protect themselves from too much sunlight by rolling up their leaves in order to slow down evaporation. That's already a sign of water stress. But what's fatal is that the dryness travels from the bottom to the top. And once the plant is completely brown, it's basically dead. The sugar in it is gone. All we're left with is cellulose, which we have no use for.
He says many farmers in this region have already resorted to early harvesting to at least try and save what value is left in the plants. Wacker is not quite ready to take that step. He's going to wait another week and hope for a miracle of 40 centimeters of rainfall. That would be the amount needed to save at least some of the plants, he says. But he's already lost hope for a profitable harvest.
We put so much hard work into this. If we were to harvest now and see what we're left with, we would recognize our work has been basically for nothing. And that hurts. It's crystal clear that there won't be any yield from this harvest. It's only about saving what's left so that we can have a tiny winter stock for our animals.
Etwas zu retten, um kleinen Wintervorrat für die Tiere zu schaffen.
Feeding animals has also been a major issue this summer. Wacker's partner on the farm, Dietmar Lucke, who's responsible for the around 300 cows on the farm, is already using winter stock from last year to feed his cows this summer, as the grass they usually eat on the fields is completely dry. That means they'll have a shortage of fodder this winter. And last year, they were hit by extreme rainfall, which left their fields underwater, resulting in a shortage of winter stock the previous year already. It's certainly part of a climate change-related trend, says Gerald Dohme, a board member of the German Farmers Association.
We have noticed over the past years how extreme weather phenomena have increased in Germany. Last fall, it was extremely wet, which made harvesting conditions very difficult. And that already laid the foundation for this year's problems, which we are seeing across the board.
Lucas says they've never been in a situation so dire, and he's now facing some tough decisions.
We can't make it on the food we have, so now we're thinking about adjusting our animal population, meaning we would get rid of our bulls. We're also thinking about reducing the number of cows we have. We can only have as many cows as we can feed.
Lucke, who's been working on this farm since 1982, says he has no other choice. He cannot buy external feed because he doesn't have the money for it. They've maxed out any available loans. Financially, they're barely getting by.
It's hard to explain how we're still here. In a situation like this, we should have been long gone.
Normalerweise durfte man ja nicht mehr leben.
The German Farmers Association has been keeping track of crop losses over decades. Dome says that while crop losses have occurred in the past, this year has been especially hard.
Also wir haben etwa ein Viertel.
On average, our yields have been reduced by 1/4 to 1/3. In some regions in Germany, there have even been complete losses, and that is threatening the livelihoods of our farmers.
Und da ist es existenzbedrohlich.
The Regional Association of Farmers in the Havelland has been trying to help these farmers. Antje Schulze is responsible for collecting offers by farmers who have leftover fodder, but she says most farmers don't have the money to buy fodder, and there isn't enough to go around anyway.
Also wir haben natürlich sehr wenig Betriebe, die noch Futtermittel abgeben können.
There are hardly any farms with fodder to spare, because they're all using the little amount they have for themselves. Some have already got rid of their animals and could supply their leftover fodder, but that's a drop in the bucket.
Das ist ein Tropfen auf dem heißen Stein.
Schulze believes most farms in this region will have to take the same step Lucke and Wacker are taking, either reducing the number of animals they have or getting rid of the animals altogether. And that amounts to a loss not just for them.
Wenn wir über regionale Produkte reden und
we talk about regional products, that we want milk from a regional farm and not a factory farm. It's sad that exactly those small dairy farms are now having to quit their business because they can't make ends meet anymore.
Weil sie es einfach nicht mehr zahlen können.
But what happens when a disaster strikes every year? With all his savings used up, Lucke is now contemplating giving up his profession altogether.
Wir wollen nicht irgendwie Gelder geschenkt haben. Wir arbeiten 365 Tage.
We're not asking for any handouts. We work 365 days a year, also weekends and holidays. We don't even have a problem with that. That's our life and our job. We even work on Christmas. But if in the end, when we get nothing out of it and are basically doing this as a hobby, then we have to ask ourselves if there isn't a better way to spend our time. As nice as cows are, I can do better things for fun.
Obwohl Kühe ja liebe nette Tiere sind, ja.
For DW, this is Anna-Sophie Brentlin in Brandenburg, Germany.
DW.